cheating there, Roy.
Cheeseburger.
Murderer!
Excuse me?
How would you like it if a cow was sitting here munching on a Roy burger? I had an experience this weekend that changed my life. Cousin Bevo and I went down to my grandmother's farm and we saw a calf being born. Now, I took one look into those cute little cow eyes and said, you know, Bevo, this calf and I are not that different.
There is one difference. The calf would probably do better on the New York Times crossword puzzle.
That's funny, meat boy. It had a profound effect on me, though. I've become a vegetarian.
Oh, you, a vegetarian. The man who invented the meat-sickle.
Look, I know not everyone shares my point of view, and, you know, I promise not to become one of those annoying fanatics that foist their beliefs on everyone. Murderer!
What are you staring at? This is a very nice suit.
I agree. It's very hip. So how do you think President Carter will handle the gas shortage?
Okay. It's hideous. I know. Faye gave it to me. Well, you know, she was going through her attic, and she came across some of her late husband's clothes, and she noticed that he and I were the same size. Well, what could I say?
Well, you could have said, no, thank you. It'll turn my mood ring black.
Hey, Antonio. Hey. Can I get you coffee, tea, beanbag chair?
Okay. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, Faye. Thank God you agree, you know, because everyone's had the same reaction.
Oh, Antonio, seeing you in George's suit, it's almost like he was here. The feel of the fabric, the flare of the pants, the sexy, teasing hint of high karate. You know, I didn't think I'd be able to part with the rest of his things, but now I want you to have his entire wardrobe.
No, Faye,
oh, no. I just can't wait to see you in his cruise wear.
Oh, listen, I can explain this suit. This is not, it's not my suit. Oh, my God. I just ate the Rolaids from the 70s.
Sandy Cooper called. She said that she's coming in on the 12:15 flight today.
Sandy's coming today? Oh, it's gonna be great to see her.
Yeah, just hope Joe didn't freak out. He acts so crazy around her.
Oh, you don't think he still thinks she's obsessed with him?
You know how hard it is for him to let go of anything. My God, the man still thinks Andy Rooney's funny.
Hey, are you guys talking about Andy Rooney? Did you see that hilarious thing he did last Sunday on zip codes?
Listen, Joe, now don't get all crazy, but, Sandy Cooper's coming for a visit to the island today.
Oh, God, where's my pepper spray?
Hey, what's the big deal with you and Sandy Cooper?
Well, first of all, she had this incredible crush on me in high school, and then when she was here last year, she did something...
Oh, boy, here we go again.
What?
No, I will tell you what. That lunatic locked me in her basement and pretended it was our senior prom. She put on her prom dress, she made me disco dance, and get this, you know what she called me? Joey Bear.
Joe, that must have been terrible for you. His father was crazy. This coconut didn't fall too far from the tree.
Hey, Joe, for the 100th time, isn't it possible that you might have blown this thing way out of proportion? All right, let's just say that you were in her basement, and for a laugh, she brought out a few old prom things.
No, look, I am not blowing anything out of proportion. She's obsessed with me. Oh, you know what? In fact, I bet that she found out we're engaged, and that's why she's coming back here. She knows it's her last chance to get me. It's now or never.
All right, may I say something here, Joey Bear? Okay. I am no therapist, but might it be that Sandy represents that long-gone period of your life when you were the stud of Sconset High, huh?
Listen to him, Joe.
Now you're no longer the captain of the baseball team and the girls don't hang on your every word.
That's right.
Now you're just an ordinary working schmo and the only girl you can still get is Helen.
Can we stick to prom boy here?
Fine. Look, yeah. You guys can have all the fun you want, but I'll tell you what. As long as Sandy Cooper is on this island, she is not going to get within 100 feet of me.
Ah!
Oh! Jeez, Joe, you scared me.
Hey, Snippy.
Hello, how are you?
Great.
Brian, it's good
hey,
to see
Sandy.
You.
Hey.
Oh, my God. Casey Chapel? You probably don't remember me, but I certainly remember you. You're as pretty as ever.
Oh,
she's wonderful.
Sandy?
Hi, Joe.
What are you doing?
He means, what are you doing here on the island?
Oh, my parents sold their house, and I'm here to pick up some of my things.
Oh, okay. Where are you staying?
I booked a hotel room.
No. You're going to stay here at my house.
No.
That's right. We won't take no for an answer. So, what do you say?
I think it's very sweet of you. Thanks.
Okay, good. That's my luggage. I'll be right back.
Helen, she cannot stay with you. She is nuts. She's totally obsessed with me.
Oh, will you stop it? Now, she is my friend, and I expect you to behave yourself.
All right. Okay, fine. I just hope she can keep her hands off me.
By the way, I was so excited when my parents told me you two were engaged. I always thought you belonged together.
Oh, man, she is all over you.
So, are you still an assistant DA?
I'm not with the DA's office anymore.
Yeah, see, that figure she got canned.
I was appointed a circuit court judge.
Oh, what a loser.
That is so impressive, isn't it, Joe?
Yeah. Congratulations. Judge, huh? That, you know, that brings up an interesting question. Why did you lock me in your basement and make me do the hustle?
Oh, my God. You mean all this time? Joe, when we were in the basement...
You see? So you admit the little prom thing did happen.
Well, yes, it happened, but it was just a joke. I can't believe you took me seriously.
A joke?
Yeah. You made such a big deal about that little crush I had on you in high school, I just couldn't resist.
All this time, you must have thought I was crazy.
Well, let me explain something to you about my brother. When God was handing out senses of humor, Joey was online for pouty lips.
Look, listen to me. I know a practical joke when I see one.
Oh, yeah, right. How about the time with the walkie-talkies and I convinced you that the dog could talk?
Hey, Ranger was moving his lips and he was always a very bright dog.
Let's get your stuff to my house.
Sandy, isn't it ironic that I was the cheerleader in high school and yet you became the judge?
Yeah, life's funny that way.
Hi there. I used to be a meat eater like yourself, but not anymore. Do I miss it? You bet I do. But when I'm tempted to try meat, I just have a look at this. That, my friend, is the large intestine of a 55-year-old meat eater. Have a nice day.
One more question, and I promise this is the last one.
I don't mind. Go ahead.
Okay. Getting back to this hypothetical woman that I've been telling you about, you know, the one whose husband left her and took all of her money. Well, let's just say, for the sake of argument, that she, hunts him down and kills him. What country could she go to avoid extradition?
Casey, you cannot have Stuart killed.
Did I mention Stuart? I'm just having a little girl chat here.
You're a skittish little thing. What are you doing?
I'm keeping an eye on Sandy. I don't trust her for one minute.
Oh, yeah, I know. You think this is all in my mind.
I did.
Then I realized that this is Joe we're talking about here, and you're the most rational guy I know.
Thank you,
Brian. Besides, in order to make up such a bizarre story, you'd have to have an inventive and creative mind, and, you know, you don't.
Exactly. I am so relieved. Finally, someone believes me. Now, please, help me convince Helen.
Well, how am I going to do that? I mean, she's not going to believe me. We need proof.
Well, I'm sorry. I don't have proof.
Well, according to you, she only goes nutso anytime you're alone with her. So, why don't you just secretly record your conversation?
I mean, wear a wire? You know, that's not a bad idea. You could get one of those little stick pin microphones with a transmitter. You could be across the street in a van with a receiver and a reel-to-reel tape deck.
Or you can put this in your pocket and... press record.
Yeah, that could work too. Thanks for coming in, Sandy.
So what did you want to talk about?
Well, look, Sandy. Sandy Cooper. We both know what really happened in your basement, and I think that you'll feel much better if you admit it. Now, this will just be between you and me, Saturday, 1:02 p.m.
How can I convince you it was only a practical joke?
Sandy, this is me you're talking to. Joe. Joe Hackett.
Oh, all right. I can't lie to you anymore. I finally have to tell the truth, and the truth is, it wasn't a practical joke.
What? I didn't quite get that.
I can't. I'm too embarrassed to even look at you.
Sandy, you have to look at me. It'll make you feel better, and it'll help if you speak slowly and clearly. Now, we were talking about what happened in your basement, that it wasn't a joke.
Of course it wasn't. It was my crazy way of showing how much I love you, how much I've always loved you.
Sandy, I know how hard this must be for you. So just to recap, I was absolutely right.
I want you, Joe. I want you right here, right now.
No, Sandy.
Hey, Joe, I was wondering... Oh, my God. What is going on? Nothing? Nothing?
Nothing, huh? Nothing? Helen, Sandy just admitted everything. Listen to this.
Pick up milk. Pick up eggs. Pick up nail clippers. The good kind.
No, I meant this. This.
Of course it wasn't. It was my crazy way of showing how much I love you, how much I've always loved you. You recorded our conversation? How could you do that to me? Joe was right.
Yeah,
all
that's
along.
Right. I told you.
How could you do this to me? You were my friend. I'm glad it's out in the open. I want him, Helen.
Well, you can't have him.
Hey, what's going on?
It worked. It worked. I got everything on tape. Now they're fighting over me.
All right. There's only one way to handle this.
You're right. Rock, paper, scissors. What? Forget it. Odds and evens. I take odds. Once, twice, three, shoot!
What's going on here?
You want to know what's going on? I'll tell you what's going on. You are the most gullible little boy I've ever met.
What? I mean, this is all a joke?
Oh. I knew that. I can take a joke just as well as the next guy. No, I can't. I hate all of you.
This is just too easy.
We shouldn't have done that. I'm really sorry, Joe.
All right, no, wait a minute. Let me get this straight, Sandy. Everything that happened in your basement, that whole prom thing, that was a joke?
Afraid so.
Well, this might be a little belated, but... Good one.
So, friends?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, look, it's Sandy's last night here. Let's all go out.
Okay, yeah.
I'd love to, but I still have stuff to do at my parents' house. Okay, well, I'll give you a ride because I was just leaving anyway. Bye, Joey Bear.
Brian just told me what happened in here. Don't you feel the fool?
Helen, you ready to go? It's so dark in here.
Dum, dum, da-dum. Dum, dum,
da-dum. Sandy, what is this?
When I heard you and Helen were getting married, Joe, I couldn't let that happen. Welcome to our wedding, Joe.
Wait a minute. What's going on here?
It's our wedding day, Joe. Isn't it exciting?
Aww. I love this. Oh, this is the best practical joke yet.
Joke? I don't understand, Joey Bear.
Oh, yeah, okay, all right, okay. Oh, well, then, let's get married, Sandy.
Oh, Joe, you don't know how long I've waited to hear those words.
Huh?
Oh, right. All right, this is where I'm supposed to get all freaked out and run out the door. Right, well, I don't think that's going to happen. Oh, boy. So who's going to marry us? Helen? Brian?
No. The Honorable Judge Sandra Cooper.
Okay. That's very good. Come on. Hey, Helen, Brian, come on out. You're missing the best part.
They're not here, all right? What are you, stupid? Sorry, we're not even married yet, and here I am being a nagging wife.
Sandy, quit fooling me. Now, where is Helen?
That's a secret I can only tell my husband. We are gathered together to blah, 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 yada, yada, yada. Does anybody here have any objection to these two being joined together?
Yeah, I object.
Overruled! Do you, Joey Bear Hackett, take Sandy Cooper to be your lawfully wedded wife?
Sandy, look.
I
do.
Do you, Sandy Cooper, take Joey Bear Hackett to be your lawfully wedded husband? Oh, I do. I now pronounce you husband and wife. Come on, kiss the bride.
Pass.
Get the bride. Oh, I'm so happy. I promised myself I wouldn't cry. Don't cry. That's better.
Okay, look, Sandy, now that we're married, I don't think we should have any secrets from each other. So why don't you just tell me where Helen is? Helen!
Rules. We don't talk about former girlfriends, okay? Okay. I know. Let's cut the wedding cake. But first you have to make a toast, Joe. Make it now.
Sandy, you can't keep doing this. This is crazy. This is the happiest day of my life. Behind.
Oh, that is so sweet. Okay. Open wide. Oh, that is so funny. Somebody take a picture. I can do everything myself.
Helen!
You know what it's time for now, Joey Bear?
Thorazine Big Gulp?
I don't care what anyone says, you are funny! Okay, time to do the hokey pokey.
No, Sandy, I am not doing the hokey pokey.
Joe? Everyone's looking.
That's what it's all about.
Sandy, I think that you have a serious problem. I really think you need to see a professional. Where is Helen?
Helen, that's it. This wedding's over.
Oh, thank God.
Time for the honeymoon.
No, Sandy, no, not a honeymoon.
Look, Joe, Hawaii. Aloha.
No.
Je t'aime.
The food is so wonderful. If I have one more souffle, I'll burst.
Sandy, don't tell me. Okay, Sandy, this honeymoon is over.
I know. Didn't it feel like it went by just like that?
Now, Sandy, look.
No. Call me by that wonderful pet name you have for me.
Okay. Psycho? Where is Helen?
Leave a message at the beep.
Sandy, where
hey,
is...
Sandy, are you there? It's Helen. I'm waiting for the restaurant.
Helen, I'm here.
Are you sure you said I should meet up here? Hello?
Helen, I'm here. Help.
Joey Bear, I'm beginning to feel like a neglected wife.
All right, Sandy, I am going to say this to you as kindly as I possibly can. You are the sickest, most deeply disturbed person I have ever met, and I never want to see you again as long as I live.
Wait, Joe. I know you're angry, and you have every right to be. I spent too much money in Paris, didn't I?
Yeah, that was it. Au revoir, my petite wacko. All right, Roy, you know the plan, right?
Yeah. When Cochran comes over, I squirt you with my fountain pen, ruining the suit forever.
Right, exactly.
Oh, hi, Antonio. My, don't you look dashing.
Yeah, Faye, I love it. I just love it.
Whoops. Oh, whoops. Oh. Clumsy me. Whoops.
Oh, look what you've done.
perfectly beautiful suit totally ruined.
Oh, nonsense. That's the beauty of a polyurlon. Nothing sticks to it. You'll have those clothes for the rest of your life.
What do you want me to hit you with tomorrow?
About a bullet.
Come on, give it a rest, Joe. I'm not buying it.
No, Brian, I know it sounds crazy, but we did the hokey pokey.
Okay. You're trying to get back at us for what we did yesterday. But listen, in the future, if you're going to pull a practical joke, you need to be a little bit more convincing.
Okay. This is not going to happen again. Now, Sandy, I want you to tell them everything that happened. I want you to tell them about the wedding and about how we went to Hawaii and Gay Paris.
Huh? Oh, okay, I get it. Yes, we went to Hawaii, Paris, and Japan.
She's lying. We came right back after Paris. You are not leaving this island until you tell the truth.
No, stop it. It's not funny anymore. Bye, Sandy. It was good to see you. You too.
Bye, Sandy. Oh, you're my sister-in-law now. Welcome to the family.
Bye, Joe. Next year, Joe Jr.
Oh, baby.
Sanford and Son are visiting Nick at Night.
It's about time.
That means for the next 5 nights, Sanford and Son will be spending the night with you.
Oh, I'd think about that if I was you.
Well, it's too late now, so stay tuned. The Sanford Sleepover is up next on Nick at Night.
Oh, that was one fine pot roast.